Those fortunate enough to see it, the Berkshire Theatre Group production of A Little Night Music will likely be the highlight of the 2014 summer season. A Little Night Music, along with possessing a superbly written story based on an Ingmar Bergman movie, Smiles of the Summer Night, has music and lyrics by the incomparable Stephen Sondheim and book by his late collaborator Hugh Wheeler. In addition to its pedigree, this current presentation has a cast that could open next week on Broadway. A Little Night Music began its original New York run in 1973, winning awards for Best Musical, Best Original Book, and Best Musical Score. The show toured the U.S. and the world. Hit recordings of its best-known song, Send in the Clowns, were made by Frank Sinatra and Judy Collins. Recent revivals of A Little Night Music have ensued in New York and London, but you need go no further than Pittsfield, Massachusetts, to understand its powerful popularity. The story that unfolds on stage is a bit difficult to explain. It's more about infidelity than fidelity, and more about regret than pleasure. The setting is Sweden around 1900. A successful middle-aged lawyer, Frederick, is married to 18-year-old Anne, who has yet to consummate the marriage. His young wife actually seems more interested in his serious son, Henrik, who is studying for the ministry. Into this melange comes Desiree, the lawyer's former lover, who is starring in a local theater production. A glamorous, if aging, actress, Desiree is having her own affair with Count Carl Magnus, who is married to Charlotte. Are you following this? Observing and disapproving the round dance is Madame Armfeld, the mother of Desiree. She laments in song about what happened to refined liaisons. She proposes that a gathering at her summer palace will bring all clarity and happiness, because the summer night smiles three times, first on the young, second on fools, and third on the old. She sends formal invitations to all to spend, and all except again, in song, a weekend in the country. This concludes the first act. The second act, where miscreants and the pious alike gather, begins at the country estate. And here it is that Desiree reflects on her life and the lives of others when she laments, "Send in the clowns." An interesting sidelight to that song. In his recent autobiography, Finishing the Hat, Stephen Sondheim writes that while collaborating on West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein advised him that a lyricist needn't always fill every beat of every measure of a song. Thus, taking Bernstein at his word, we hear, "Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career." That great song has much more depth and much more meaning in the context of the show for which it was written, especially when perfectly delivered by Maureen O'Flynn. But be assured that every member of the cast, under the stage direction of Ethan Hurd and the music direction of Nathan Dame, is fabulous. They coalesce to make this a magical, unforgettable theater treat. A Little Night Music, produced by the Berkshire Theater Group on the stage at the beautifully restored Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, plays now through July 19th. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.